USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many as 500,000 people are expected to take part in the 47th annual anti-abortion March for Life in Washington shortly. President Trump will be there as well. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
Besides the massive turnout in Washington, similar events are occurring in every state across the country. The March for Life is held every year near the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. President Donald Trump's address will be historic as he becomes the first U.S. president to directly address the March for Life.
Police in Houston now say at least two people were killed in a massive explosion at a Houston business this morning. They say a criminal investigation's begun, though they stress there's been no evidence that it was a terrorist attack or a deliberate act, but they're covering all their bases. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At this hour, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is scheduled to hold a news conference in New York, where he says he'll start exposing dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden.
Today at noon, I will give an introduction. Starting next week, I will present witnesses. I have them all on tape.
Giuliani speaking there on Fox this morning, saying he has solid proof of shady dealings between the former vice president and his son, claiming that the Democratic presidential hopeful pressured Ukrainian officials by withholding millions of dollars in loans in order to get a top prosecutor fired, a prosecutor that Giuliani says was going to be investigating a Ukrainian energy company that employed Hunter Biden at the time. A second case of the coronavirus has been confirmed in the U.S. by the CDC after a man was diagnosed with it in Washington State a few days ago. They say the second case was diagnosed in a 60-year-old woman from Chicago. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former NFL star Antonio Brown is out of jail on $100,000 bail. He's accused of assaulting a mover that he had hired. Along with posting bail, Brown must wear a GPS monitoring device, give up his passport, his guns, undergo tests for drugs, alcohol, and mental health, and have no contact with that alleged victim. The circumstances of the scuffle that led to the charges against him not yet made clear. State and county officials in Northern California are still assessing the possible environmental damage from a massive wine spill near Healdsburg. Nearly the entire contents spewed out of a 100,000-gallon tank at Rodney Strong Vineyards on Wednesday afternoon, most of that red wine making its way into a creek that feeds the Russian River. It's one of the largest wine spills in the county history, from a tank large enough to fill a 500,000 bottles of Cabernet Sauvignon. Water quality officials say the river level is probably high enough to have diluted most of it, but it could have killed a lot of small organisms that fish need to survive. And actor Tom Sizemore facing more legal trouble after getting busted again for DUI in Southern California. The Black Hawk Down and Saving Private Ryan actor arrested in Glendale yesterday for DUI and possession of a controlled substance. He's been caught driving under the influence several times and in the past was also facing domestic violence charges. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.